From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. DEX here, August 12th. 5 that move the crypto tape overnight. Here's the first. Let's get into it. First, from Bitwinnes. Tron USDT transfers hit $2.1 trillion in Q2 as stablecoin supply reaches record. Tron The report also showed circulating USDT on Tron reached $87.9 billion, surpassing Ethereum, while average daily transactions rose 8.7% to 11.8 million. That makes Tron one of the most important stablecoin settlement networks in crypto. But the numbers need careful interpretation. Transfer volume does not always equal organic retail payment activity. Next, second, from Be In Crypto. Riot's Anthropic deal lifts Bitcoin miner stocks, but it's bad news for Bitcoin. Riot Platform's $9.1 billion Anthropic lease sent Riot and rival miner stocks sharply higher this week. But the rally points to a shift that could hurt Bitcoin itself. Miners are increasingly funding buildouts by selling down the coin they mine. The lease covers 191 megawatts at Riot's Rockdale, Texas campus over 20 years, worth up to $16.1 billion with extensions. Rival miners Terra Wolf, Cypher Mining, and Hut 8 rallied in sympathy the same day. Riot closed Monday up 4.33%. Cypher Mining gained 5.39%. Terra Wolf rose 3.40%. And Hut 8 added 3.39%. Up next, third, from Crypto Potato. Ethereum price analysis. Is Ethereum's $2,000 dream dead after the latest rejection? Ethereum is consolidating around the $1,800 area after recovering from its June lows, but the broader structure remains under pressure. Meanwhile, the exchange by Rayo Lidini Devon. Ethereum is currently at around $1,800,000, with the desire to buy a series of lower earlier ATW and Tai 6 peak. The daily chart shows Ethereum trading below important moving averages, while the 4-hour chart suggests that the recent recovery has entered a range. And then, fourth, from Crypto Potato, the Ethereum chart everyone is watching has a problem. $1,475 may never come. Ethereum was over the 24 hours, but still holds not to the Ethereum is there in it on the $875, with the evaluated for $1,975 value. But the latest analysis by trader Nanzia indicates that such a move may not come, as the main shakeout already took place in June and July. The leading altcoin swept below the range twice during that period and recovered within days, although the quiet moves did not look like a typical market bottom. The next move is expected to come in October, when Ethereum pulls back to $1,537. Next, fifth, from Crypto Potato. SEC plans vote on new crypto investment contract rules as Clarity Act stalls. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, said Monday it will hold an open meeting this Friday, August 14, to consider proposing new rules that would create a tailored offering path for certain crypto investment contracts. The announcement lands just days after the Senate pushed its next procedural vote on the Clarity Act to mid-September, leaving federal regulators to press ahead on their own while lawmakers work out what's left of the bill's disputes. Still, she called it welcome progress, noting the agency is choosing to act rather than sit and wait on Congress. Up next, sixth, from Cointelegraph. SEC, CFTC sue Goliath Ventures over $400 million crypto Ponzi scheme. Regulators allege Goliath promised crypto liquidity pool returns but instead paid earlier investors and funded its founders' luxury spending. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, and Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, filed separate civil lawsuits against Goliath Ventures and founder Christopher Delgado over an alleged crypto Ponzi scheme that raised about $400 million. The SEC said Goliath raised at least $425 million from more than 1,300 investors through an unregistered securities offering. And then, seventh, from U.Today. Hyperliquid Hype, Ethereum, Bitcoin, and Shiba in U-SHIB price analysis for August 11. Market finally moves. Disclaimer. The Conduct your own research by contacting financial experts before making any investment decisions. We believe that all content is accurate as of the date of publication, but certain offers mentioned may no longer be available. Next, 8th, from Be In Crypto. World's safest money could go to zero. Should Bitcoin investors worry? Norway's $2 trillion wealth fund could one day be worth nothing. The warning came from Nikolai Tangen, the fund's own CEO, on Tuesday. Tangen spoke at a political conference in Arendal, southern Norway. Markets keep climbing despite mounting risks, he said, and called that abnormal. The fund is Norway's national nest egg, long seen as one of the safest pools of money in global markets. It invests the country's oil and gas income in stocks, bonds, and property abroad. Up next, 9th, from Be In Crypto. Bitcoin holders get 96% cheaper entry into BlackRock BlackRock's ETF without selling. BlackRock's minimum entry requirement for its Bitcoin ETF just dropped from $25 million to $1 million. This change allows larger Bitcoin holders to swap their coins directly into the iShares Bitcoin Trust IBIT without selling first, saving them 96% on entry costs. The swap runs through authorized participants, big trading firms that create and redeem ETF shares. This is a significant move, pushing the entry point far down market, and comes at a time when U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs are seeing renewed demand, with over $850 million flowing in last week. The bigger prize here is the potential tax benefits, as IBIT is a grantor trust, allowing shareholders to potentially avoid capital gains taxes when swapping Bitcoin into the fund. Add them. 10th, from Crypto Slate. This spot Bitcoin ETF only logged 6 inflow days ever. Now investors have until August 17 before forced cash liquidation. HashX will stop trading its Divvy Bitcoin ETF after the AUG 17 close, giving investors a final window to exit before the fund is liquidated. According to an SEC filing, investors who remain after trading ends will receive cash from the liquidation of its Bitcoin holdings by AUG 28. The eventual payout will reflect the fund's net asset value after Bitcoin price movements, transaction costs, and other closing expenses. The approaching deadline is already shrinking the fund. HashX data showed Divvy held about $8.7 million in assets and 134.95 Bitcoin on AUG. That's the tape. Stay on chain, stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every thought and plain to do me.